卡之音服务员月聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年11月14号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊。
I think, here in America, Govardhan Puja is on Sunday, so does that mean it's on Sunday in China?
我想在美国这边的话呢，是星期天的时候，这周天的时候是 Govardhan Puja 日，然后应该属于说在中国应该是星期六，对吧？
Anyway, I wish you a happy Govardhan Puja. It's either tomorrow in China or the next day.
所以说不论怎样，我都祝愿大家有一个快乐的Govardhan Puja 日，然后要么就是明天，要么就是今天嘛。
And also happy Kartik.
并且祝大家卡尔提卡月快乐。
We just have so much to be thankful for and be happy about.
我们就是有这么多的东西，这么多的事物是值得去感恩，值得去感到快乐的。
And happy Saturday and happy Bhagavad Gita hearing together.
然后也祝大家星期六快乐，然后这个周六的早上博迦梵歌的聆听日快乐。
And we're on chapter 1. Text 31, and maybe we'll read more.
然后今天是来一起阅读《博迦梵歌》第一章的31诗节，然后有可能今天还会读更多的那个内容呢。
And I think we also may have some questions left.
Yeah, I think so. 3 questions left from last week. 应该上周还有问题剩下来了。
Okay, so as customary, I'll chant.Damodar Astika, and you can just sing along with me on mute, of course.
然后所以说按照我们的惯例，还是一起来唱Damodar Astika.
And just to remind everyone what Sanatana Goswami has to tell us about singing Damodar Astika in the month of Kartik.
就想再提醒大家一句，萨拉坦戈斯瓦米曾经已经告诉过我们，在卡尔提卡月的每一天去吟唱达摩达阿什塔坎的重要性。
Yes, he writes in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is his book.
他在他的书籍 Hari Bhakti Vilas 当中写到了这一点。
Actually, it was co-written with him and Gopal Bhakta Goswami.
Gopal Bhakta Goswami. 实际上这本书的话呢，是他和另一位作者 Gopal Bhakta Goswami 两人一起合写的。
Anyway, he recommends that in the month of Kartik, we should worship Lord Damodar by daily reciting the prayer known as Damodar Astika.
总之他建议到，就是我们应该在卡尔提卡月每一天通过吟诵Damodar Astika 这首歌，然后来对神进行这种崇拜。
And this song is originally found in the Padma Purana.
而这首歌原初是在 Padma Purana 莲花往事书当中找到的。
And it's spoken by the great sage Satyavrata.
是由伟大的圣人 Satyavrata 所写。
Okay, here we go.
好，我们现在开始啦。
Namam Iswaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasakundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yasoda Vyaluka LavjavyamanamParam Rishtamanya Tato Dritya Gopya Yudam Tamohur Netram Yumam Vijantam Param Bhujayumena Satanka Netram Muswasakam Patrire Kanta KantaSita Grava Damodaram Bhakti Badam Iti dvikshvalilabhirannandakunde svagoshani majantam akyapayantam tariyeshti tageshu bhaktirjitatvam puna primatastvam satavritivande Varam deva moksham na moksham mahim va nachaya rineham varisharapiha idam deva purnata gopala balam taram emanaya virashtam kimanyai Idam te makamboja mananta nilar Vintam kuntalai snigda vartaischa gopya Mahuschimbitam bimba raktadarame Manaya virashtam alalakshulabhai Namo Devo Dhammodar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabodukha Jaladni Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dina Batanu Vrihanesha Mamajan Ekyasti Drishtya Kuviratma jaubhara murtai vayadvat Vayamuchito bhakti vajokrito cha Tata prima bhaktim svakame prayacha Amokshi grahome siddhamudareha Namaste stu damne spuraditi damne Vadi odayayata vishvasa damne Namo radikayay tvadiya prayayay Namo nanta lilaya devayatubhyam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. Okay, so let's look at text 31.
好，我们现在一起来看到31诗节。
So in the story here, again, you can just imagine, you know, Krishna and Arjuna are on their chariot.And they're situated between the two armies, and Arjuna's looking over both armies just to see who's there.
所以说故事进展到了这里，我们就可以想象一下 ，Krishna 和 Arjuna 他们俩坐在马车里，然后就刚好处在两军之间，然后 Arjuna 他就眺望着另一边，然后去看到底有哪些人到了这个战场上要来参战。
And he's starting to freak out.
然后当他看到的时候，他就开始感到吓坏了。
How do you say freak out in Chinese?
吓坏了。
吓坏了。
嗯嗯。
Yes, actually, it's no laughing matter. He's he's genuinely, you know, he can't see anything good coming from this battle, and he's in the future imagining, you know, what's going to happen when everyone dies.
实际上这刚才就不应该笑，不是这个开玩笑的地方。然后雇主就在说，尔朱纳他之所以感到这么痛苦，是因为他实在是看不到这场战争会带来任何的益处，然后他已经是到了未来去想象着，然后当战场上的每一个人死去的时候会是怎样的一番景象。
And his psychology is manifesting in his biology.
并且他的心理也体现在了他的生理上。
And so he's experiencing all the physiological signs of stress.
因此的话，然后在故事进展到这里，他就体验到了所有这种生理意义上的、身体上的压力感。
Yeah, his mind is spinning and he can't concentrate.
然后他的脑袋在迅速的旋转，然后他都根本无法注意力。
And his body is trembling, and he can't even hold his bow. It's falling out of his hand.
而他的身体在颤抖着，然后手都拿不稳他的那个弓箭，然后都从手里滑落下来。
And he's obsessively thinking about what's going to happen.
然后他就那种很痴迷的在思考着接下来到底会发生什么。
Sounds just like me and you when things don't go the way we want them to.
听起来真的就像你也像我，然后就是当事情没有按照我们想要的方式展开的时候、发展的时候，我们就也就像Arjuna这样。
Yeah, at the same time, he's speaking out loud to Krishna and saying, Krishna, I just, you know, this is, you know, I think I'm going to have to leave. This is crazy. I don't want to do this.
然后而同时的话呢，阿朱娜他也在大声的把他的心理状态向 Krishna 诉说了出来。他对 Krishna 说，Krishna， 我真的想离开了，我觉得这一切太疯狂了，真不想继续待在这里。
Okay, so that's where we are in the story.
所以说故事就进展到这里啦。
So let's read verse 31, Sanskrit, word for word, translation and purport.
我们就一起来看着31诗节的梵文诗节，字对字的翻译，译文及其要旨。
Om Namo
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya Namo Advajanave Akanshe Vijayam Krishna Nacha Rajam Sukhanicha Na
不
Cha
也
Shreya
好处
Anupashyami
我遇见
Hatva
杀死
Swajanam
自己的族亲
Ahave
在战争中
那
不
Kanche
我祈求
Vijayam
胜利
Krishna
那不
Cha
也
Rajan
王国
Sukhani
随后的快乐
Cha
也
Translation I do not deny.
会给我带来什么好处、胜利、王国或快乐
？Purport.
要旨
Without knowing that one's self-interest is in Vishnu or Krishna, conditioned souls are attracted by bodily relationships, hoping to be happy in such situations.
受限制的灵魂不明白自我的利益在 Vishnu Krishna 之中，却热衷于躯体的关系，希望从中找到幸福。
In such a blind conception of life, they forget even the causes of material happiness.
这种盲目的生命概念使他们连物质快乐的根源都忘了。
Arjuna appears to have even forgotten the moral codes for a Kshatriya.
Arjuna 甚至忘却了身为刹帝利的道德规范。
It is said that two kinds of men, namely the Kshatriya, who dies directly in front of the battlefield under Krishna's personal orders, and the person in the renounced order of life, who is absolutely devoted to spiritual culture, are eligible to enter into the sun globe, which is so powerful and dazzling.
据说只有两种人有资格进入光芒万丈、威力无穷的太阳星球，一种是在 Krishna 的亲自指挥下战死沙场的刹帝利，另一种则是处在生命的气绝阶段，全身全然献身灵修的人。
Arjuna is reluctant even to kill his enemies, let alone his relatives.
Arjuna 甚至不愿杀死他的敌人，更不用说自己的亲人了。
He thinks that by killing his kinsmen, there could be no happiness in his life, and therefore he is not willing to fight, just as a person who does not feel hunger is not inclined to cook.
他认为杀了族人，自己一生都不会快乐，不愿作战，就像一个没有感到饥饿的人，不情愿做饭一样。
He has now decided to go into the forest and live a secluded life in frustration.
沮丧之余，他现在决定去森林隐居。
But as a Kshatriya, he requires a kingdom for his subsistence.And because the Kshatriyas cannot engage themselves in any other occupation.
然而，身为刹帝利，他需要一个王国来维系，因为刹帝利不可能去从事别的职分。
But Arjuna has no kingdom.
但是 Arjuna 却没有王国。
Arjuna's sole opportunity for gaining a kingdom lies in fighting with his cousins and brothers and reclaiming the kingdom inherited from his father, which he does not like to do.
但是 Arjuna 却没有王国，他获得王国的唯一机会就是跟堂兄弟作战，讨回父亲传给他的王国，而他并不想这样做。
Therefore, he considers himselffit to go to the forest to live a secluded life of frustration.
因此他万念俱灰，认为倒不如去隐居森林。
End of the purport.
要是结束。
Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha.Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vanchakalpatirubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vibhacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. So, it's a very interesting verse and purport.
这是一个非常有趣的诗节和要旨。
I'm finding the first chapter just so fascinating.
我觉得《薄伽梵歌》的第一章真的是引人入胜啊。
And I've mentioned this before, you know, for many years I would just, you know, kind of skim over the first chapter and just go right into the second chapter.
我在之前也可能曾经跟大家提到过，有很多年的时间，当我在读《薄伽梵歌》的时候，都是直接跳过第一章，直接就从第二章开始阅读。
What can I say? I was young and foolish.
我能说啥呢？当时的我就是又太年轻，然后太傻了。
Actually, anywhere in Bhagavad Gita, wherever you dive in, it's nectar and so relevant to our everyday life.
实际上的话呢，在《博伽梵歌》这本书中，无论我们是在哪一个地方潜入到这本书里，然后我们都会触碰到它的这个甘露，喝到它的甘露，因为真的会发现和我们的日常生活是息息相关的。
So in the purport to this verse, Prabhupada really he's talking about three possible perspectives we can take on life.
We can take on life. 实际上在这个要旨里，帕帕就提到了三种可能的视角，是我们可以用这三种视角来看待人生的。
Yeah, so how we view life, how we view our life,determines, you know, how we live and also determines our experience of life.
因此的话，我们是如何看待自己的人生的，也就是我们的人生观，便决定了我们会如何生活，并且也决定了我们对生活的体验。
And of course, we live our life by making, you know,choices every moment.
当然我们是通过在每一刻做出决定，做出选择来度过自己的人生的。
And those choices have consequences.
而这些选择都是有结果，有后果的。
Whether we're, you know, conscious or not.
无论我们是不是有意识的去做出这些决定，这些决定都会带来后果。
I like to talk about the human condition.
我想来谈一谈这个人类的状况。
You could say our five imperfections.
也就是我们的五种缺陷。
We're ignorant.
第一种，我们就是很无知。
We're unconscious.
我们是没有知觉，没有觉知的。
We're selfish.
然后我们很自私。
We're afraid.
很害怕。
And we crave to be loved and adored by others.
并且的话，我们渴求被他人所爱，渴求来自他人的爱和崇拜。
Yeah, so this is the normal human condition, unless one is an awakened being.
因此刚才所谈到的五点就是正常的人类状况，除非一个人是已经觉醒了的存在。
And so, you know, these five, you know, imperfections, they influence, you know, how we view ourselves and how we view life and even the choices we make.
因此的话，这五种不完美就会影响到我们是如何观看自己的人生，如何观看自己，以及如何做出选择。
Of course, the special gift of the human form is self-awareness.
Self-awareness. 当然，人类身体的特殊天赋便是自我觉知的能力。
Yeah, so we can observe our thoughts and our feelings and our behaviors, and we can change them.
We can change them, right?
Yes, because we can observe them, we can change them, right?
因为我们能够去观察自己的念头，自己的感受和行为，因此的话我们能够去改变他们。
That's why we can see the human beings, you know, some of them, you know, will evolve and improve themselves, where animals really don't change their behaviors.
因此我们可以看到有一些人类是在进化着的，是在改进着他们自己，而动物的话呢却是无法做到的，动物是不可能改变他们的行为。
So let's look at the perspective that Arjuna is taking in this verse.
我们来一起看一看在这个诗节中所描述到的 Arjuna 的人生观。
First he says, I don't see how any good can come from killing my own kinsman.
首先他说到，我看不出在这场战争中杀死族亲会给我带来什么好处。
Even if I'm victorious, if I'm not, you know, if I can't share it with my friends and relatives, then I won't be happy.
即便我赢得这场战争，但是如果我都无法和朋友家人分享着胜利的话，那么我是根本不会快乐幸福的。
So he's taking the perspective of his short-term happiness. You know, what will make me happy now?
那 OK， 因此的话呢，他就是用一种短期的观点，短期的这种幸福观来看待人生的，那就是现在有些什么是可以让我感到快乐的呢
？Yeah, so that's one perspective.
所以这是一种观点
，which Prabhupada mentions in the purport.
这是一种视角，是帕帕在要旨当中就也就提到了这种视角。
So actually, he mentions three perspectives, and they all have different results.
实际上帕帕在要旨中提到了三种视角，并且这三种视角的话都有不同的结果。
Now, the highest perspective, or the best perspective, I guess you could say, is the first perspective that Prabhupada mentions.
而最棒的视角，或者叫做最高的视角，那就是帕帕所提到的第一个视角了。
So the highest perspective is that we look at our life, and we look at our relationships in terms of our relationship with Krishna.
所以说第一种视角就是我们能够基于和 Krishna 的关系来看待人生，看待我们的人际关系。
Yeah, so then our choices are made on what will help us awaken and realize our relationship with Krishna and see others in relationship with Krishna.
See others in relationship. 由此的话，我们所做出的选择便会是基于我们是不是能够觉醒，我们所做出的选择便会是基于我们是否能够通过做这件事来得以觉醒，这件事情是不是能有利于我觉醒到我和 Krishna 之间的关系，是不是有利于我能在基于 Krishna 和 Krishna 相关的这种关系下来看待其他人，看待其他生命。
So Prabhupada calls this perspective one's real self-interest.
One's real self-interest. 因此帕帕就把这种视角称为一个人真正的自我利益。
Yeah, what is really good for me and good for everyone else?
到底什么对我来说和对所有其他生命来说是很好的呢？
Yeah, so real happiness is to realize one's true self and one's relationship with Krishna.
真正的幸福在于一个人是否觉悟到他的真正自我，觉悟到他和 Krishna 之间的关系。
Yeah, so that will give one the highest benefit.
而这便会给予一个人最高的利益。
But Prabhupada mentions here that the conditioned souls, they don't have that perspective.
而帕帕在要旨里却写到，受物质制约的灵魂却没有这种真正的自我利益。
The conditioned soul who is dreaming that he exists separate from Krishna is hoping to find happiness in the material world.
受物质制约的灵魂在梦在做着梦一般的想象着自己是独立于 Krishna 而单独存在的，他们期望着能够在物质世界中找到幸福快乐。
Of course, as Bhaktisiddhanta says, this is an incompatible situation.
而正如 Bhaktisiddhanta 所说，这是一种不契合的状况。
Because the soul is eternal.
因为灵魂是永恒的。
But every form in the material world, every situation is temporary.
然而的话，这个物质世界当中的每一种形式，每一种状况却是短暂易逝的。
Nonetheless, a conditioned soul is attracted to bodily relationships, thinking that this is where I'll find my happiness.
然而无论如何，一个是物质制约的灵魂，却还是被躯体化的关系所吸引，认为我会在这里找到快乐幸福。
So why do we think that way?
那么我们为什么会这样想呢？我们为什么会这么思考呢？大家有没有想过这个问题？
Where does this perspective come from?
这种观点，这种视角是来自于哪里的呢？
Of course, indirectly, it comes from Maya.
当然，可以说间接的是来自于 Maya。
But actually, you know, we get this perspective from practically the moment we're born.
Practically the moment. 实际上的话呢，我们是几乎从出生的那一刻便得到了这个视角。
Everyone we know.
我们所认识的每一个人。
Everything we read.
我们所阅读到的每一句话。
Every movie we watch.
我们所看到的每一部电影。
It's telling us, you know, you just have to find the right man or woman and have children and you'll be happy.
然后所有的这一切的话呢，都在告诉我们，你就只需要找到对的那个人，找到你对的真正适合你的真命天子啊，然后或者你的真命天女啊，然后和他在一起生活，生养孩子，那么你就会快乐幸福的。
Not only will you be happy, but you will be happy ever after.
而当你这样做的话，那么不仅你会幸福，并且的话，从此以后你会永远幸福快乐的。
You know, practically every movie ends with a happy ending, right? That the hero and the heroine, they go off to live happily forever together.
所以说，我们都可以发现，基本上几乎每一部电影都有一个快乐的结局，对吧？然后都是男主角和女主角，然后他们俩手牵手的一起，然后永远的从此幸福快乐的在一起。
Of course, everyone around us is getting old, getting diseased, and then dying.
而我们身边的每一个人呢，都是在不断的衰老，不断的这个得病，然后到最后死亡就来临了。
So, you know, so this belief in temporary material happiness is very strong.
因此的话，这种对短暂的幸福快乐的这种信念，就是说，就是我们相信哈，然后就是完全相信这种短暂的物质的幸福快乐的话呢，却是一种非常强烈的一种信念。
Yeah, so it's another perspective, right? It's another way to view yourself and view your life, and based on that view, We make choices.
所以说这也是我们去观看自我和观看人生的另一种视角。我们基于这种视角，也会又会做出相应的选择。
Well, I'm not saying that you know we shouldn't find a companion to be happy with and share our life with, and you know have children and have a family and all of that.
当然我并不是说我们就不要去找到一个契合的同伴，然后能够和他快乐的能够和他快乐幸福在一起生活，然后分享人生，然后生养孩子，组建家庭，我并不是这个意思。
And as long as you have the perspective that one's eternal life is with Krishna and we're just visitors here and that everything belongs to him, that's not a problem.
Belongs to him. 而只要我们有这样的一种视角，那就是我们永恒的生命是和 Krishna 在一起，我们是和 Krishna 在一起才会有永恒的生命，然后并且我们也只是这个物质世界的过客，我们只是到这儿来拜访拜访的，然后所有的一切，在我们在物质世界所拥有的所有的一切都是属于 Krishna 的。那么当我们有这样的一种视角的时候，那么就是毫无问题的。
So then, you know, if our wife leaves us or we find that she's not the person we thought you thought you, he or she thought you were, you won't be surprised.
那么由此的话，要是我们的妻子丈夫离开我们，然后或者是我们结了婚之后发现啊，这个人根本就不是我当初以为的那个样子呢。那么当这样的不幸发生的时候，what's the last sentence? Then we will.
You won't be surprised if your relationship doesn't work out.
Oh, you will not be surprised, huh? 那么当这样的事情发生的时候，我们也不会很惊讶于我自己的这个关系，自己的婚姻竟然不起作用，竟然行不通，就不会对此就是太过震惊了。
Or if you know, or you have the perspective that real happiness is within discovering your true self and your relationship with Krishna, if that's where you're looking for happiness, then you don't depend on the external situations for happiness. You don't expect happiness from outside.
You don't expect, so that's also fine.
Yeah.
Okay. 或者是的话呢，如果你明白，你只能从内，你只能在你的内在中找到快乐幸福，你只能通过去发现你的真正自我，发现你和 Krishna 的关系，从而得以感到快乐幸福。如果你知道是在这里去寻找幸福的话，那么你就不会期望从外界来获得快乐幸福。那么自然的话，就像刚才前面所说到的，你找到一个契合的伴侣，找两个人一起生活，一起组建家庭等等，那么这都是完全毫无问题的。
So if you're attached to your position,
而如果你要是很执着于你的社会地位
，or your family situation,
或者是很执着于你的家庭状况
，or your good looks,
或者很执着于自己的颜值。
You know, as these things fall apart, you'll be in great distress.
那么当这些东西分崩离析的时候，崩溃瓦解的时候，也就是你的社会地位啊，你的颜值啊，然后你的这个家庭啊等等，那么你就会sorry, what's the last part? You'll be in great distress.
Be in great distress.
那么你就会处于极大的这种焦虑和担忧之中。
Yeah, because you haven't built your house on rock, you've built your house on sand, which always shifts and changes.
就是因为你并没有把自己人生的这栋房子建造在岩石之上，而是建造在流沙之上的。因为沙子，只有沙子才是不断的在移动着。然后再变换着。
Yeah, so if your life is based on self-realization,
而如果你的人生是建立在自我觉醒自我觉醒上的话
，if you see that as the purpose of your life,
你看到自我觉醒才是人生的目的和意义
，and you look within for happiness,
并且你从内去寻求快乐幸福。
You can still go, you know, you can still have a job and have some position and have a family and everything, but these aren't the sources of your real happiness. You know they're going to change and eventually disappear.
Disappear. 那么如果你知道真正的快乐你是存在在你的内在的，你的人生都是基于自我觉悟的话，那么你仍然可以有一份工作，有你的社会地位，然后有你的家庭等等，然后但是你很清楚工作地位和家庭并不是真正，而这些事情这些状况总是在不断变化着的，并且最终是会消失的。
So, we can lead our life from a very materialistic perspective.
因此我们可以一种非常物质化的视角来度过我们的人生。
And that will lead to another cycle of birth and death.
而这就会带领着我们进入到下一轮的生死轮回。
Or we can lead our life from a spiritual perspective.
或者的话，我们可以以一种灵性的视角来度过人生。
And that will lead to liberation.
而这便会带领着我们达到解脱。
Or real freedom from suffering.
也就是真正的从痛苦当中解脱出来，获得自由。
And the real potential of the soul to love unlimited.
So to love unlimitedly, 并且的话会引领着我们去获得灵魂的真正的潜力，也就是去无止境的，对，叫做无限制的，毫无限制的去爱的这样一种真正的潜力。
But there's another perspective that Prabhupada mentions.
然后在要旨中，帕帕还写到了另一个视角。
And Prabhupada points out, he says, Arjuna appears to have forgotten the moral codes for a kshatriya.
帕帕就写到，阿朱那甚至忘却了身为夏地利的道德规范。
So this is the perspective of the Varnashram Dharma.
而这就是 Varnashram Dharma 的视角。
Which, if you perform your life according to your material designation of one of the four Varnas, then gradually you'll be elevated.
Elevated. 所以说，如果你能够依据你的物质名号来度过你的人生，也就是依据这个四个 Varnas, 四个那是社会阶层当中的一种来度过人生的话，那么渐渐的你就会得到提升。
Yeah, so the human being that lives like an animal, he's just concerned with his next meal. What is the short-term gain?
对于那些活得像动物一样的人类来说，他们在意的就是接下来这顿饭，明天那顿饭是怎样的，然后他们在意的只是这种短期的利益。
But those who participate in the Varnashram system, they are more mature.
而那些参与到 Varnashram 系统这个社会世阶层灵性制度的这些人的话，他们是更加成熟的。
Yeah, they can sacrifice short-term gain for long-term gain.
他们能够去牺牲短期的利益，为了长期的利益而牺牲短期的利益。
As I was reading the purport, a thought came to my mind that made me laugh.
当时之前我在读着这个要旨的时候，突然间脑海里冒出一个念头，然后这就让我真的是一下就笑喷了。
I was thinking when the Chinese government, you know, meets every four or five years, right? They meet and then they decide on a five-year plan, or even sometimes like a 20-year plan.
我们都知道，就是中国政府的话，当然可能其他的政府也是一样，就是每隔四年、五年的话，会有一次大的这样一种集会，大的这样一种就是开会，然后大家就会在一起来讨论制定这个五年计划呀，或者是二十年计划等等。
And then I thought of Donald Trump and his administration, and he has like no plan except what's going to make him happy.
Oh, really? 然后姑姑说，他就想到了川普，想到了特朗普，然后想到特朗普，他就和他的这个团队哈，然后就都完全没有任何计划，没有任何规划的，然后唯一的就是能做些啥，然后来让川普感到非常的快乐。
And many, you know, other countries, other leaders, and even people in America, they're looking at Trump and his administration, and they're just scratching their heads, wondering, what happened? This is a nightmare.
然后所以说，而其他国家的话呢，的人民，然后包括美国人民的话，都是丈二和尚摸不着头脑的这样看着特朗普和他的这个管理团队和他的整个这个团队，然后觉得这个都在发问，这到底发生了些什么呀，然后这个简直就是一场噩梦一样的。
So anyway, you know, the the four orders of life, the Sudras, the Vaishyas, the Kshatriyas, and the Brahmins, if they perform their duty, they get, you know, maybe as a short-term sacrifice, but they get a very long-term gain.
因此的话呢，总之就是， 如果这个对于社会四阶层， 那就是Sudra, Vaishya 和刹帝利 和婆罗门， 当他们这些就是属于各自阶层的这些人们， 然后来履行自己的职责的时候， 那么愿意为了长期的利益而牺牲短暂的这种眼前的利益。
So, Prabhupada mentions here that for the Kshatriyas, their duty is to fight and to protect the citizens.
帕帕在要旨中也写到, 对于刹帝利来说, 他们的职责就是去战斗, 然后去保护, 对, 去战斗去保护。
And they have to protect the spiritual culture.
他们必须去保护灵性的文化。
And so, if they die on the battlefield, it says they enter the sun globe, which is a powerful, dazzling heavenly planet.
而如果他们要是战死沙场的话，然后就会得以进入到这个光芒万丈、威力无穷的太阳星球，也就是这个天堂星球。
Yeah, so for the Kshatriya, there's no question of not performing one's duty. Of fighting.
因此对于刹帝利来说的话呢，就不可能会有这种不去履行职责、不去战斗、不去保护的这样的事情发生。
Yeah. So from the perspective of a Kshatriya, what Arjuna is talking about is unimaginable.
因此从刹帝利的这个视角来看， Arjuna 在这里所说的话真的就是 令人难以想象的。
Yeah, even modern day Kshatriyas, you know, the policemen or the military or even firefighters, these kind of public servants, that if there's a dangerous situation, they can't say, well, you know, I'm going to go home, sorry.
甚至是即便对于现代的这些刹帝利来说，就我们都知道，就是比如说军人啊，然后或者是消防员啊，然后或者是警察等等，这种就属于现代刹帝利的阶层嘛。然后他们也不可能，就他们是属于公务员的这种性质，对吧？然后他们也不可能说在面对危险出现的时候，然后就甩甩手就说， 不干了，我可不想来参与到这种危险之中，这是不可能的。And
the Kshatriya's life, you know, even when there's no battle, they're always practicing for battle, and that's also dangerous. Sometimes they die just practicing.
而对于刹帝利来说的话呢，即便他们没有在作战的时候，他们也得把时间投入来去准备作战，就是要训练啊。 然后参与这些各种演习啊，应该就是，然后而有些时候在这种训练的过程当中，训练战斗的过程当中的话，也是有危险的。然后他们甚至会也会因此而丧命。Yeah,
so recently, actually, one of my acquaintances from work died at a practice drill.
Practice drill. 而最近的话呢，我在工作。 中认识的一位熟人，然后他就是在这个进行消防演习的时候，就不幸就去世了。Yeah,
so it happens often, you know, in military drills or, you know, fighter pilots, you know, they have to train, and they have to train for emergencies or for fighting, and sometimes during those trainings, because they try and make it as real as possible, sometimes there's a mistake or something happens and they die.
所以说的话呢，就说，对，这种状况是经常发生的，就是军人呐，然后或者是比如说，飞行员呐，然后或者是消防员等等，他们在去进行这些实际训练演习的时候是会有危险发生的。 然后就因为在演习的过程中，他们尽量的想要把这种状况做得越发逼真，越发贴近现实嘛。然后因此就有可能会出错呀，然后或者是会有意外发生啊，然后命就没有了。
Yeah, so Arjuna, he's thinking, well, I'm just going to go and, you know, I'm going to renounce everything and go live in the forest. But he's、mm-hmm.He's not a Brahmin. He's a Kshatriya. He can't do that.
嗯，而 Arjuna 在这里就想着，就说我不想打这场仗了，我就想去森林里隐居，然后对，离开这个战场。然而的话，他却并不是婆罗门，他是刹帝利，他是不能去这样做的。
Yeah, Kshatriyas, they're not allowed to beg or to depend on others.
嗯，沙地利是不被允许去乞讨，不被允许去依靠于他人而生活的。
Yeah, so I'm just imagining that Krishna is there on the battlefield. He's looking at Arjuna. He's listening, and his mouth is dropped open. Like, what are you saying?
然后我就在想象哈，就是在这个 Krishna 就在这战场上，在这马车上和 Arjuna 就站在一起嘛，然后他就看着 Arjuna， 然后就听着 Arjuna 说的这些话，然后当他听到 Arjuna 这样说，就我不干了，我要去森林里隐居的时候， Krishna 嘴巴都张大了，对不对？都很吃惊，然后都在想你在说些啥什么呢？
Yeah, because the Kshatriya's mindset is.You know, I'm willing, I may die at any moment, and I'm prepared to die. They live their life as if they could die at any moment.
嗯，因为沙帝利的心态就是我可能会随时死去，就是说他们的这种心态就是我随时已经准备好赴死了，然后因此他们整个一生都是在准备着。就是去为了这种保护啊，然后为了防御啊，而牺牲自己的生命。
Yeah, unless a Kshatriya has that mindset, how can he face danger over and over again?
嗯，除非有这样的一种心态，否则的话，一个人怎么可能一而再、再而三的去面对危险呢？
Yeah, how can he practice and keep his Kshatriya skills?
嗯。Practice what?
Kshatriya skills, you're right. Oh. You have to be able to battle, you have to be able to fight, and you have to fight, you have to practice. Even in practice, you may die.
所以说要是没有这样的一种心态的话，就是随时会死去的这样一种准备随时赴死的这样一种心态的话，那么一个人怎么可能去训练这种沙地利的技能呢？就是沙地利的技能就是要去战斗，就是要去打仗嘛。然后甚至他们在这个练习的过程中，然后都有可能会死去。
Yeah, so the way Arjuna is thinking and behaving right now is very unusual.
因此在这里所描述到的 Arjuna 的这种思考和行为的方式的话呢，真的是非常非常不同寻常的。
Of course, he's just, you know, by Krishna's arrangement, acting like the normal conditioned soul, just like me and you.
当然，他这都是由于 Krishna 的安排，然后才表现的像是这种受物质制约的灵魂的样子，就像我和你一样。
Yes, I mean, most people, they can all relate to Arjuna. Yes, naturally he feels this way, I understand.
因此大多数人的话呢都能去体会 Arjuna 的这样一种心态，都会明白当然他肯定会这样感觉了，我完全能理解的。
Okay, so the conditioned soul, like most animals, is just thinking of selfishly of the short-term gain and there's consequences for that.
因此的话呢受物质制约的灵魂就像动物一样，只是很自私的去思考着短期的利益。
Right, and so whatever your consciousness is, wherever it's situated in the modes of nature, when you die, that's the state you attain next.
因此无论你处于怎样的一种知觉状态， 无论你是处于物质自然三属性当中的具体的哪一个位置，那么在你死去的在你死去的时候，你就会又再次的轮转到下一世的时候，也是具有同样的这种状态。
But those in the Vedic culture, they think in terms of more long-term gain and eventually liberation, but gradual.
Gradual liberation. 而那些活在伟达文化当中的人，他们想要的却是这种长期的利益，并且能够最终逐渐的到达解脱阶段。
And those who are devotees and who are serious about taking full advantage of human life, they're eager to go back home, back to Godhead.
What's the last one? They are here to go back home, back to Godhead.
Those who are devotees and are serious to take advantage of human life, the potential of human life, they're eager to go back home, back to Godhead.
Okay, 而对于奉献者来说，对于那些严肃的想要完全利用人体生命的人体生命的人来说的话，他们是很迫切的想要回归家园，回归守神。
So as Prabhupada encouraged us, he said, you know, you've had millions of lifetimes, why don't you just give this one to Krishna?
就就像帕帕曾经鼓励我们所说的，你已经在这世上轮回了几千上百万次了，为什么就不把其中的一世生命献给 Krishna 呢？
Right, I've had it with this place. This is it.
You mean I've had enough with this place?
Yeah.
其实我们可能就会想，在这儿都已经待够了，然后现在是时候该离开了。
Yeah, so these are three perspectives.And each one has their own results.
所以说刚才谈到的就是对于人生的三种视角，而每一种视角的话呢，都会带来相应的结果。
So in this particular text, Arjuna is exhibiting the perspective of the normal materialistic conditioned soul.
因此在基于这里的一个具体的一个背景之中，尔朱纳他就展现出了一个普通的受物质世界、受物质能量制约的个体灵魂的这样一种状况状态。
Yeah, so there's an acronym for this state of consciousness.
Okay, 针对这种类型的知觉状态的话呢，就专门有一个缩写词来描述。
It's like a radio station you can tune into.
这就像是一个广播站一样的。当我们打开广播调频到那个频道的时候，就可以听到这个广播电台的内容。
F.
Good morning.
Yes. What's in it for me?
Oh, sorry, the signal was just cut down, so could you, I only heard the F.
W, F. What's in it for me? F, W, I, F, M.
Okay, what's in it for me?
Yeah, it sounds like a radio station. W, I, F, M, radio.
Yeah. Yeah, it does sound like that. 所以说这个英文的这个缩写词就针对这种物质化概念物质知觉的这个缩写词叫英文叫做 WIFM, 然后听起来也确实像个广播电台的那个频道一样的 WIFM, 欢迎大家收听 WIFM 的这个频道。所以它这个英文缩写就是What's in it for me, 这个用中文我想想该怎么说哈，就说我能得到什么好处？对，你就可以这样想，What's in it for me? 就我能得到，对我有什么好处？对，对我有什么好处
？That's got to be hard to translate.
Yeah, just quickly type in and I saw it.
Okay, so we want to turn into a different radio station.
所以说当然我们就想要把这个电台给转到另一个台才是。
What's really in it for me is to be a devotee of Krishna and to surrender to him. That's in our real self-interest.
而对我来说有什么真正的好处呢？真正的好处就是成为 Krishna 的奉献者，能够去臣服于 Krishna。而这就是Sri Gurumaji, what's the last sentence?
Our real self-interest is to surrender to Krishna.
Got it. 而这就是真正的自我利益了。
Okay, so I'll open it up for questions and reflections.
好，所以现在正课讲完，然后大家就说如果有想提问的或者是想分享的，然后都欢迎发过来。
Oh, it's auspicious. It just started to rain here. We haven't had any rain. I mean, nothing in six months.
故事说讲到课的时候，这时候突然间他们那儿就下雨了，然后因为在他住的那地方有六个月都没有下雨，然后突然就下雨了，真的是很吉祥啊。
It's not a very heavy rain, it's just kind of a mist, but it's so nice to see.
然后倒不是下了很大的雨，然后但是就是那么蒙蒙雨，然后都觉得特别好。
Just see how dependent we are on Krishna.
所以说我们就只需要依靠 Krishna 就行了。
Yeah, our independence is actually a big illusion.
我们所谓的独立都只是一个巨大的幻觉而已。Okay, Gurumaji, there are three questions left from last week. So,
okay, let's get to it.
Okay, 我们来看一看上个星期还有三个问题剩下来了，然后我们所以现在回答上周剩下的问题。第一个是一个二零组阳光灿烂的奉献者问，顶拜孤儿莲花组感恩翻译，谢谢凡哥第二章诗节60和61说，努力控制感官没有任何意义，只有处在 Krishna 知觉中才可以控制心意。我的理解是在每一个当下没有自己的想法去做的事情，我都认为是 Krishna 通过我在做，这样就不会有分别，因为都是主在做，这样理解对吗？当然也没有业报啊。So this devotee here is offering her obeisances to you, and she's asking that in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 60 and 61st verses, it says that trying hard to control the senses has no point. So I just translate directly. It is no point to try hard to control the senses. Only under the Krishna consciousness can one person control the mind. And so for those two verses, my understanding is that for every moment now, if I do things without my thoughts, so if there's no thought of mine in the head, and I just do the things, and I would think this is Krishna using me to do the thing. There's no differences, meaning that there's no difference between my ego and what Krishna wants, and because it's all Krishna's doing. And also, when I do things like that, there's no karma. So am I understanding it right? Do you understand me?
Not so much.
Okay, I think she says that because those two verses says that when a person is under Krishna consciousness, then he can or she can control the mind. And for her, the understanding that for each moment now, if I do things without my thoughts, without my ideas, so I just do the thing, but there's no thoughts, there's no thinking, and there's no ideas, and I just think that it's Krishna doing it through me. And of course, there's no karma for this. Am I understanding it right?
Well, even having the thought that Krishna's doing it through me is a thought.
就针对这个问题，Guru的回答就是，这个你认为 Krishna 是通过我在做。这样的一种认为，这样的一种想法，它也是一种念头。
So it's not possible to stop thinking.
因此的话，我们是不可能能够停止思考的。
And some people misunderstand that They think that to stop thinking is how you control the mind.
有些人会误以为只要一个人能够停止思考，那么当他能够停止思考的时候，他就能够控制心意，这是一种错误的理解。
And Krishna says, one who cannot control the mind will be a big stumbling block on the path of self-realization.
Krishna 也说过，如果一个人无法控制心意的话，那么心意就会成为他在自我觉悟道路上的最大的路障。
And of course, we can't control the senses unless we can control the mind.
当然我们要是都没有控没有不能控制心意的话，那就根本是不可能去控制得了感官的。
So, we can't stop our thoughts. We don't even know what our next thought's going to be.
因此我们是不可能能够停止得了思考的。我们甚至无法知道下一个冒出来的念头会是什么。
But if we engage our senses in Krishna's service,
然而如果我们把自己的感官投入在对 Krishna 的服务之中
by seeing Krishna, hearing about Krishna, tasting Krishna
通过去唱诵 Krishna, 通过去聆听 Krishna, 通过去品尝 Krishna
then our thoughts will be about Krishna
那么这样的话我们的念头就会是关于 Krishna 的
And then our senses will be also controlled.
那么这样的话，我们的感官也会得到控制。
Now, the problem is not our thoughts.
问题并不在于我们的念头。
The problem is that we identify with the thoughts.
问题在于我们是对念头的认同。
And when we identify with our thoughts, then we lose awareness.
因为当我们认同于念头的时候，我们便失去了觉知。
When you bring your attention to the present, then you can become aware that you're aware.
当你把注意力放到当下此刻的时候，你就能变得去觉知到你是有知觉的。
And you can observe your thoughts then.
此时你就能够去观察你的念头。
When you're observing thoughts, then you're not identified with thoughts.
而当你在观察念头的时候，你就并不是在认同于你的念头。
And then you can direct your mind towards Krishna.
然后的话，你就可以把你的心意转向到 Krishna 身上。
But unless you're able to observe your thoughts and watch your mind, then you can't keep fixed on Krishna.
除非你能得以去观察你的念头，得以去控制你Sorry, Guru Maharaj, could you repeat? Unless you can observe your thoughts and
observe the mind, then you cannot direct it towards Krishna. It will direct you towards whatever it wants.
OK, 所以说除非你能得以去观察你的念头，观察你的心意，否则的话你是无法把你的心意转向于 Krishna 的。因为在这样的情况下，当你都无法去观察的话，那么心意就会把你转向到任何心意想要转向的东西上。
Yeah, so we control our, the way we actually control the mind and the senses is to be able to observe them.
因此我们得以去控制心意和感官的方式方法，那就是去观察他们。
We don't stop thinking.
我们并不是停止思考。
We observe what our thoughts are.
而是去观察念头是些什么。
And then we can choose to direct our attention to Krishna.
而后我们便可以做出选择，把自己的注意力都导向于 Krishna。
So this is the situation for the, you know, the aspiring yogi or the beginner yogi, the one who's just beginning to awaken.
所以说这种状况的话，就是专门针对这种初始阶段的、起始阶段的瑜伽师的。 就是对于一个刚刚开始走向自我觉悟的人来说。
When one realizes that one is part of Krishna, then one becomes spontaneously attracted to Krishna.
而当一个人觉悟到自己就是 Krishna 的一部分的时候，他就会很自然自发的被 Krishna 所吸引。
And then one cannot help but think of Krishna.
而在这样的状态时，一个人是完全禁不住的，就是根本禁不住，无法控制的，就会去思考，就会去想着 Krishna.
Yeah, so we have sadhana bhakti or bhakti yoga and practice, and then we have raganuga bhakti or spontaneous bhakti.
因此的话，我们有 sadhana bhakti, 就是这种休息阶段的 bhakti, 以及 raganuga bhakti, 这种自发的 bhakti, 自发的奉来服务。
Yes, so Prabhupada says in sadhana bhakti,where we force our mind and senses to engage in Krishna service.
所以说帕帕就说过，在这个 sadhana bhakti 的阶段，我们是强迫自己的心意和感官去服务 Krishna.
Yeah, because it doesn't want, they don't want to.
因为我们的心意和感官不想去服务 Krishna.
But for one who is awakened and realizes I'm part of Krishna, then it'sThere's no more force. The mind and the senses, spontaneously, you know, go to Krishna.
而对于那些已经觉悟到自己是 Krishna 的一部分的人来说，他们就不需要去强迫了。然后他们的心意和感官就会自然自发的就去到 Krishna 的那里。
Okay.
Okay. Next one.我们来看上个星期的第二个问题，柔美小屋这位奉献者问：植物人没有知觉了，那么他的灵魂还在体内吗？So, brain damaged people. So this devotee here is asking about those people who have suffered some brain damage or like a human vegetable, vegetative patient. So much, do you understand?
Yes.
So for these kind of people, that they are in a state of vegetative state, so they have no consciousness. So are their souls still in the body?
Yeah, the soul's in the body, but it's not able to manifest through the body.
是的，对于植物人而言，灵魂仍然是在体内，但是的话，他们的灵魂却无法通过身体而显现出来。
So just like if you have a computer that either has damaged software or damaged hardware, it can't function, even though it's still being powered by the electricity.
所以这就像是如果你有一台电脑的话，要是你的电脑，就比如说要是硬件受损或者是软件受损，它就无法运作，无法正常的这个运作运行，但是的话你仍然是可以给它充电的，它仍然是这个有这个电量，是能够就是能够显现出来，这个对，它是有电量的。
So the electricity is never affected by the machine.
而电是永远都不会受到机器的影响的。
But without the electricity, the machine can't function.
但是的话，如果没有电，机器则是无法运转的。
So like that.
就像这样。Okay, next one.
Sure.
好，我们来看下一个问题。八组 Rukmini Mataji 问，感恩姑鲁实际的分享，请问那三个呼吸和 Maha Mantra 是怎么配合起来的？ So Rukmini Mataji here is asking, was asking about last week that you have shared about the chanting, the how to chant, how to be aware of oneself during chanting, and she's asking that how to do the three breaths while chanting Maha Mantra.
Well, you know, sometimes if you you can stay present by focusing on the breath or focusing on the feeling of life in the body.
life in the body. 所以我们可以通过，有些时候我们可以通过把注意力放在呼吸上，或者是把注意力放在身体内的生命，来以此保持对当下此刻的觉知。
Because you can only be aware of your breath now.
因为你只能在当下此刻觉知到你的呼吸。
You can only feel consciousness in the body now.
你只能在当下此刻觉知到你身体中的生命。
And so when you bring your attention to the present, then you can recognize awareness.
Awareness. 因此，当你把注意力放到当下此刻的时候，你就能够辨识出知觉。
When we're identified with our thoughts and the mind, we can't recognize our own awareness.
然而当我们认同于脑袋里的念头的时候，我们是不可能能够辨识出知觉的。
And because we're not present, we can't observe our thoughts, so we just end up daydreaming.
由于我们没有临在，因此我们无法能够去观察得了念头，于是的话就处在这样一种白日做梦的状态之中。
So, if you practice being present regularly, even when you're not chanting.
因此如果你是有规律的练习临在的话，即便是没有在念诵的时候，你都在练习临在。
By feeling how consciousness is flowing through the body.
通过去感受你的知觉是如何流淌在你的身体内的这种方式来时常的练习临在。
And noticing your breath,
去注意到你的呼吸
then you'll begin to recognize consciousness. I mean, you begin to recognize awareness itself, that you are awareness.
而后的话呢，你就会开始得以去看到知觉，就辨识得出知觉，你就会开始的能够去觉知到你是有知觉的。
Then you can be aware of the Hare Krishna mantra.When you're chanting.
而后的话呢，你就能够在念诵的时候得以去觉知到 Hare Krishna 曼陀。
Without effort.
是毫不费力的在念诵的时候觉知到 Hare Krishna 曼陀。
Or without straining yourself. There's some effort, but it's very small.
就不会给自己就是太多的这种压力感，就是在念诵的时候就是不是很那种付出很大的功夫，而是一些轻微的一些功夫，然后就能自然而然的觉知到曼陀。
Yeah, so you try and remain aware of the mantra for three breaths or for three mantras.
因此你是在三个呼吸之内，或者是在三遍曼陀罗之内去保持对曼陀罗的觉知。
Yeah, so you can synchronize your chanting with your breath. That's one way, and you know, personally, I like that. But for some people, some devotees, they find it very confusing.
所以说你可以把你的呼吸和念诵，拿来给同步化，就是把呼吸和念诵拿来给弄同步化。这是我个人喜欢的方式。但是对于有些奉献者来说，他们会觉得有点困惑，就不知道该怎么弄。
Yeah, so if you want to practice manasa japa, there is a way of connecting your chanting to the breath.
Chanting to breath. 所以说如果你要是练习 manasa japa 的话，那么就会有一种方式来把你的呼吸和念诵结合起来。
And you're welcome to experiment and see for yourself.
很欢迎你来就是做一下这方面的试验，然后来亲自的体验一下，看看这个方式适不适合你。
So as you breathe out, you chant the first half of the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
因此在你呼气的时候，就练出曼陀罗的上部分，就是刚才咕噜练的那个 Hare Krishna 的那一句。
And as you breathe in, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
然后在你吸气的时候再练出下半句，就是 Hari Rama 的 那半句。
You're not trying to control your breath. You're not trying to take a deep breath. You're just breathing normally.
所以说在这个在这样练的过程中，你并不是要试图去控制你的呼吸，并不是要通过这种深呼吸来练，而就是这种很正常的、很平常的呼吸方式。
Just like when you watch your breath, you're not trying to influence your breath. You're just trying to watch as it goes in and as it goes out.
你就只是去观察你的这个呼吸，而并不想要去影响它，影响你的呼吸，或者故意的去怎么它，然后你就只是去观察这个一吸一呼。
Yeah, so when you're sitting and you're relaxed, as you breathe out, there's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and as you breathe in, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
因此当你坐下来的时候，身体很放松的状态，然后在呼气的时候就练出 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, 然后在你吸气的时候再练出下半句的 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And as you breathe, you know, so as you breathe in and out, you can chant like that, or you can just chant, you know, without watching your breath.And just feel the inner energy field of consciousness in your body as you chant.
Inner energy of your consciousness in the body, right?
Yeah.
然后所以说你可以以刚才讲到的这种搭配呼吸的方法来练诵曼陀罗，然后或者的话呢，你也可以在练诵的时候不去注意到，不去观察你的呼吸，然后而只是把注意力放在对你身体内的知觉能量的这种觉知上。
This is a rather advanced, you know, technique. So unless you're already practiced in living in the present and feeling the inner energy field of your body, this won't make much sense. What I'm suggesting.
所以说这种第二种方式的话呢，就是对于除非对于就是已经在这个临在当中是非常进步的高阶的奉献者来说是很适合的，说除非你是有练习过，然后能很自然而然的觉知到，就是在平常时间很自然的能够觉知到内在的知觉流动的这种能量场，那么否则的话我所建议的这一点对你来说作用并不大。
So whatever we do, it's important for us to follow Prabhupada's instruction.
就因此无论我们做什么，很重要的都是要去遵循帕的指导。
He said, as you're chanting, you have to know that you're chanting.
帕就曾说过，当你在念诵的时候，你必须要知道你是在念诵着的。
So awareness has to be aware.
Awareness has to be aware. 所以说也就是说知觉必须要能够觉知得到。
Otherwise, you become lost in the mind and you start to daydream while you're chanting.
否则的话呢，你就会迷失在心意之中，然后就会在念诵的时候做着白日梦。
So the remedy for that is to bring your attention out of the mind by bringing it into the present.
而这种治疗方式就是把注意力从心意当中拉出来，把注意力放到当下此刻。
Yeah, by hearing, by feeling.
通过聆听，通过感受来把注意力放到当下此刻。
Yeah, use the body to transcend the body.
运用你的身体来超越你的身体。
Yeah, so...You know, focusing on the breath and focusing on the feeling in the body can help keep your attention present so that you can hear the mantra and know that you're hearing it.
Hear mantra, know that you are hearing it. 因此的话你可以通过把注意力放在你的呼吸上，把注意力放在你身体内的感受上，以这些方式来帮助你把注意力保持在当下此刻，那么这样你就能够听，你就能够在念诵并聆听，并且知道你自己是在念诵并聆听的。
Who's hearing the mantra?
是谁在听到曼陀罗的声音呢？
I am.
我。
That's knowing.
这就是知晓。
Yeah. Who is I am?
Who is I?
Who is I am?
那谁是我呢？
I am.
我。
And I am, by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of God, I exist.
而我是谁呢？我是因为神是，我是都是因为神的仁慈。
So you can experiment with chanting silently and also chanting aloud and going back and forth.
所以说你可以通过默练，然后或者是通过大声的练出来，来做这种试验，然后或者是这种一会儿默练，一会儿大声练的方式，对，这种交换着来都是可以的。
Yeah, somehow or other, find a way to be present for Krishna as you chant.
所以说总之无论如何，你就是找到这样一种方式，能够帮助自己在念诵的时候为 Krishna 而临在。
Just like we give our full attention to whatever guest, whoever visits us at our house.
这就像是当有人来我们家做客的时候，我们都会完全的去把注意力给予到这个来家里拜访的客人，对吧
？OK, thank you for that question.
好的，谢谢你的问题。OK, 好，我们来看今天的问题。第一个问题，达拉 Kelly 问的。OK, so today's first question is asked by 达拉 Kelly.
达拉 Kelly, oh my gosh.
达拉 Kelly 问，请问顾当年在完成消防任务时，有没有觉得会有可能牺牲？当时您会为此而害怕吗？当时是怎么在 Krishna 棋局中处理的呢？谢谢您，亲爱的 Narayani， 谢谢亲爱的。So Dala Kili is here asking you that previously when you were still working as a firefighter, emergency medical staff, have you ever been afraid of sacrificing your life during your work? Have you ever been afraid for that?And if so, back then, how did you deal with that in Krishna consciousness?
Well, I faced the possibility of death many times. I even faced the possibility of death on book distribution once.
如果就是说，我有很多次就是都面临过死亡的可能性，就在工作上哈。然后当然就甚至有一次是在派书的时候都面对过死亡的可能性。
You know, actually, book distribution started in San Francisco.
实际上这个派书运动就是从这个圣弗朗西斯科，就是那个三藩市那儿开始的。
And I was out, you know, on the street distributing Krishna books, and this big man walked up to me. He looked crazy, and he pulled out a gun, and he put it right on my forehead, and I thought for sure he was going to shoot it. And then somebody yelled at him and distracted him, and he put the gun away, and he walked away real fast. But at that moment, I thought, this is it.
所以说 Guru 就说到，就有一次他当时在派书的时候，然后就站在那儿派 Krishna 的书嘛，然后有一个就是长得很壮的一个男的就走到他的面前，就走到我的面前，我用第一人称说，走到我的面前，他看起来就是那种很疯狂的样子，然后他就掏出一把枪，然后就把枪指在我的前额上，然后就在那一刻，然后我就真的认为他要开枪了，然后但是紧接着就有另外一个人朝着他喊了一句，就把他的注意力给抓走了，然后他的注意力就分散了，然后很快的他就把枪又放回到兜里，然后快速的离开了。但是就在当时的那一刻的话，我真的是认为他真的就要开枪了。
Yes, I've been in so many different situations and occasions where I was being shot at, or people were dying around me, or there were fires, and going down dangerous cliffs. I mean, just so many situations.
Have you ever had a gun wound?
No, but I've had bullets go very close to me.
It's like those mafia movies. 然后顾就说，就说他我也曾经就是经历过许多这种很危险的这种状况，我刚才就问顾有没有受过枪伤，然后他说还没有实际的受过枪伤，但真的就像是那个黑帮电影里面那样，然后周围的子弹在飞，然后就大家在枪战，然后顾就说过，然后他经历过这样的一种场景。就周围的子弹在飞的那种场景，然后枪战嘛，然后身边的人然后就被中枪了，然后倒下了，然后他也面对过就是其他的这种紧急现场的时候，危难现场的时候，身边有人倒下死去，然后还有这个大火燃烧的时候，熊熊烈火燃烧的时候，然后甚至他还有爬下过这种很危险的悬崖，就是悬崖峭壁上往下还是往上的那种，然后这些场景他都经历过。
Many cheap hotels in San Francisco.
然后在咕噜住的那个城市里也有许多这种廉价的旅馆。
And they're very dangerous places.
而这些廉价的旅馆是非常危险的地方。
Drug addicts live there, and people who have just gotten out of prison.
有许多就是吸毒的这些毒瘾患者，然后还有这些刚刚从监狱里放出来的人，然后他们都住那儿。
So just walking into those buildings is dangerous. You don't know what's going to happen.
所以说，因此走进这些房子的话，哈，走进这些楼房的话呢，都是很危险的，因为你都不知道下一刻会发现些啥。
So I remember we got called for a heroin overdose.
我就记得当时有一次，然后我们接到电话，然后就有人报警嘛，说是有这个人吸海洛因，然后过量了。
Right. So I walk in this apartment building and walk into the room and into the bathroom and there's a man laying on the floor and he's not breathing.
然后当时我们就到了那个现场，然后进到一座这个楼房，然后我就进去那家住户，然后走到那个洗手间里面，然后就看到地上躺了一个男的，然后他都没有呼吸了。
But he still had a pulse.
但是的话，但是手上还有脉动，就是这个心跳还在跳着。
And the needle was still in his arm.
然后海洛因我们都知道他吸毒是那个注射嘛，然后他手上都还有那个注射的针管在那儿。
So we have a drug that counteracts heroin. It's very effective.
Drug counteract
heroin.
Heroin
is a drug that makes you high, but it can make you stop breathing.
I see.
So there's a drug that will counteract that and make the person breathe again.
I see.
But the effect of the heroin is also gone, so the person, can become angry and mad.
所以说有，就针对这种就是吸食海洛因的人来说，专门有这样一种药物是可以化解掉海洛因的效果的。但是的话，当他们被注射了这些药物之后的话呢？海洛因的效果消失之后，然后他们醒来的时候就会变得非常的暴力，然后或者是很疯狂。
Yeah, so I gave this man the drug to counteract the heroin, and he woke up immediately. And then we had to take him to the hospital because they have to be observed for a couple hours to make sure that they don't relapse and stop breathing again.
然后因此的话呢，就说我就给他注射了这个反这个就是抗海洛因的这个药物，然后他立刻就醒来了。然后在他立刻醒来之后，我们就要把他带到医院去，他需要在医院里观察几个小时，因为有可能担心会复发。因为如果海洛因过量吸食的话呢，就会有这个复发效果，就会停止呼吸，这是他的一个副作用之一。
So, we were escorting this man, down the elevator out to the ambulance, and suddenly in the hallway.There was a drug robbery going on, and two robbers were shooting at each other.
It's really like a movie. I always thought these are not real.
No, it's real.
Only
the bullets are going by, and we're ducking on the floor. And
wow.
Then the one guy shoots the guy in the belly, another guy... turns around to shoot somebody else and he shoots himself in the arm. So now we have three patients.
然后姑姑就说了，接下来他们就把这个就是刚才犯病的，就是那个病人，然后就带着他，然后把他送，就是三几个人一起坐的那个电梯，然后就到那个救护车上面，然后就等到他们走下那个下面的走廊的时候，我们都知道大楼有走廊嘛，然后就刚好就遇见发生了这样一个抢劫案的发生，就两个毒贩，然后就彼此开枪射击对方，然后所以说他们一群人就赶紧躲，然后在这个枪战发生的过程中，其中一人中枪，就是肚子上中枪倒地，然后另一个人不知怎么回事把自己的这个手臂给射中了，然后于是就三个病人，然后姑姑就带着三个人，然后就去到医院。
So I could go on and on for the next 10 days, not stop telling you this and that.
Oh, this is like so crazy. 对，姑姑说，她说我可以接下来连续好几天，连续十天给大家讲我之前遇到的这些事情，然后都完全可以不歇口气的讲。
So, you know, as a devotee, you know, I mean, we practice, you know,dying every day practically as we chant.
所以说作为奉献者的话，我们实际上是在每一天在念诵的时候都是在练习着有可能随时都会死去。
It's not that I'm not afraid.
倒并不是说我不害怕死亡。
The fear is there.
对死亡的恐惧是存在的。
But at the same time, when you have to, you know, when you have to do your duty and you have to take care of people or whatever, you know, you just do it.
而同时的话呢，我们却还要去履行自己的职责，要去照顾到需要照顾的人，所以就只是去做而已。
But it, you know, it's my nature, you know, it was my karma to be born that way.
所以这就是我的这个天性嘛，所以这是我的业报，就是被生下来，然后就是去干这行。
You know, everyone has their different, you know, nature.
所以每个人的天性是不一样的。
So, I didn't mean to get into storytelling.
哥们说我不是想就是专门要给大家讲故事的，这不是讲课的重点。
But I can understand, you know, Krishna's point of view as a Kshatriya, how, you know, the way Arjuna was talking wasn't normal for Kshatriyas.
From Krishna's perspective?
Yeah, because Krishna was, you know, a Kshatriya, right? And Arjuna was a Kshatriya. Yeah, so from their perspective, you know, the way Arjuna was talking was, especially in those days, it was outrageous.
Okay. 所以说的话呢，就是站在 Krishna 的视角来看，对于 Arjuna 这样的刹帝利来说，真的是他说出这样的话，就是有这种想隐居森林的这种话哈，然后就自己该做的职责都不做的话，这种话实际上是非常，就是非常不正常的。尤其是在他们的那个年代哈，就是你能说出，就是对于一个沙弟弟来说说出这样的话呢，真的是很离谱的。
And even though Vedic culture doesn't exist anymore and that the Varnashram Dharma isn't organized, it still exists in every society.
而即便在现今社会，伟达文化已经不存在了，然后 Varnashram Dharma 的话呢，其实也是不存在的，但是我们可以发现，在每个社会的话呢，它仍然是有这个 Varnashram Dharma 的。
It's just that it's not organized and people don't train.
只不过的话呢，是并没有被组织起来，就是 Varnashram Dharma 并没有被组织起来，人们并没有获得相应的训练培训。
Yeah, and it's not by birth, it's by your nature in the three modes of material nature.
而且 Varnashram Dharma 的话呢，它也并不是通过一个人的出生来决定，而是通过由物质自然三重属性所决定的人的天性来决定的。
And so Krishna, you know, he says, I'm the creator of this system.
Krishna 就说过，他就是这个系统的创造者。
And so therefore it exists.
嗯，因此的话呢，这个系统是存在的的。
He says in chapter 4, verse 13, he says, according to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me.
嗯，正如博迦梵歌第四章的第三十诗节，苏鲁玛写的哦 ，thirteen 哈 ，thirteen verse， 嗯，就是第四章的第十三诗节 ，Krishna 就说到，我根据物质自然三形态和复定给每一形态的工作，将人类社会划分为四个阶层，我是这个制度的创建者。
Yeah, so you know, some people have you know, pseudo tendencies, vaisha tendencies.Books, you know, a lot of book distributors are, you know, they have a good vaisha tendency. Some are more like shatras and some are very, very brahminical.
嗯，所以说每个人的这种物质天性哈都是不一样的。有些人是很偏 sudra 的，然后有些人是非常能干的商人 vaisha， 就许多这些卖书卖得不错的这些派书的奉献者，他们都有很棒的这种 Vaisha 的倾向，然后有些人就是有沙地利的倾向，然后有些人就是很婆罗门。
Yeah, but because there's no training and it's not organized and it's not centered around Krishna, then it's a dysfunctional system, but it does exist in human society.
嗯，所以说由于这个 Vanashram 这个体系的话呢，并没有被组织起来，并没有给予人们就是这种恰当的训练，而且的话呢，也没有是围绕于 Krishna 的，因此的话呢，它可以说是一个非常功能运作不正常的一个系统，但是的话，它确实是在人类社会中存在的。
Okay,
next one.
No more questions?
There's more.
Okay.
我们来看下一个问题。十一组委月鸟奉献者问：顶拜孤若和翻译及群里的奉献者，请问，看到内心的愤怒和恐惧，感觉到对这些感受的压抑和逃避，如何走出呢？So this devotee here is offering her obeisances unto you, and she's asking that when I see the inner anger and the fear, I can feel that I have a suppression.And I want to suppress them, and I want to avoid them, escape from them. Then how can I get out of it? How can I not like this?
Well, just to observe it.
嗯，就是去观察。
And to admit, you know, that to become aware of what your conditioning is.
Until you become aware of,
you know, this in this way, you become aware of what your conditioning is. You can observe it.
嗯，那么以这样的方式，你就能得以去觉知到你所受到的物质世界的影响，受到的物质能量的影响，你得以去观察它。
But you have to observe it without trying to change it or get rid of it.
但是的话呢，你却是要需要以一种不去改变它，不去摆脱掉它的这样一种状态，来观察这些念头和感受。
That's what Krishna means by equanimity. This is what will liberate you.
嗯，这就是 Krishna 所说的平衡的意思。这个平衡可能在书里被翻译成是一视同仁，然后可能也不叫一视同仁，对，就是一种平衡。所以说，当我们对此保持这种不偏不倚的这样一种平衡的状态的时候。这就能使得我们获得解脱。
Yeah, so, but the fact is when anger arises, you don't want to feel it, and you do want to suppress it.
嗯，然而事实却是，当愤怒真的冒出来的时候，我们你并不想要去感受它，而是想要去压抑它。
So that's what you have to observe and admit. Oh yes, there's wanting to get rid of it.
嗯，因此的话呢，这就是你需要去观察、去承认的地方了。你能够去看到哦，就在这里，确实我是想要去压抑它了。
Yeah, so that's actually a moment of equanimity.
所以说，就在那一刻，你就到达了这样一种平衡的境界。
Yeah, and so you don't, let's see. You don't, you're not against your human condition. You admit this is the human condition.
Human condition. 因此的话，你并不是在反抗，并不是在反抗和抗拒你的人类的天性，而你是在承认你所受到的人类的天性。
You're not for it, you're not against it, you're accepting it.
并不是去支持它或喜欢它，也不是去反对它或讨厌它，而你只是保持So Gumaji, what's the last sentence?
You're not for it, you're not against it, you're just accepting it.
而你只是去接受它。
So when you're for it or against it, you're actually still identified with it, and you're feeding it and maintaining it.
因此当你还在支持它或者是反对它的时候，实际上你就是在认同于这些念头和情绪，你仍然是在喂养它们，给予它们能量，使得它们能够继续存在。
But when you accept that there's anger there, and you, in humility, you confess it to the Lord, there's a moment, actually, where you're not, no longer identified with it, and you're no longer maintaining it.
Okay. 而当你能够真正的去接受你的愤怒，然后在这种谦卑的心态之下，向主坦诚你内心的这种愤怒，那么就在那一刻，你就没有继续的去认同于这些愤怒，no longer identifying with it, and
maintaining it with your identification.
然后你也就没有继续的去认同于愤怒，没有继续以你的认同来维系着愤怒。
Yeah, then the pattern begins to loosen up. It's not, you're not so rigid.
而后的话呢，这样一种模式，就是这种愤怒的模式就会开始放松下来，然后你就不会再是继续很僵硬的 去对待它，很僵硬的这样一种状态了。
So each time it arises, you see it, you feel it, you notice wanting to get rid of it, and you confess to the Lord.
因此每一次当愤怒出现的时候，你能够去看到念头，去感受去看到这些念头和情绪，去感受这些情绪，然后并且注意到它，在向主坦诚你的这些念头和情绪。
Yeah, so then gradually you develop a little compassion for that aspect of yourself, the little me that's conditioned.
所以说渐渐的你就会对你的这一方面发展出同情怜悯之心，你就会开始去同情这个可怜的这个小小的我。
It's a little bit more freedom.
然后此时的话，你就会获得更多的自由了。
And then that compassion begins to extend to others, to other human beings who are also lost in ignorance.
然后的话呢，这样一种同情怜悯之心也会扩展到其他的人，扩展到其他人，然后扩展到其他那些迷失在无知之中的那些人。
Yeah, so this is higher consciousness.
而这就是更高的知觉。
When you observe your conditioning, with acceptance, that's light, the light of consciousness.
当你能够以接纳来观察你所受到的物质世界的制约影响的时候，这便是知觉的光芒。
Our conditioning is like a cloud or a shadow.
我们所受到的物质世界的制约影响，就像是一片云彩，然后或者是一种阴影一样。
Yeah, so our false ego wants to be perfect and wants to hide everything that's not acceptable, socially acceptable.
So much, it's not socially acceptable.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been taught to believe that, you know, to feel this way or to act this way is good, and to feel this way or feel that way is bad. And so the ego wants to be perfect, so those parts of itself that it doesn't want to admit, it tries to hide and suppress.
Oh, okay. Try to hide and suppress. And so the ego thinks it's not socially acceptable. 所以说我们的假我的话呢，它就会有被从小就被教导，我们的假我从小就被教导，必须要以这样的一种方式去感受、去行为，而另外一种方式、另外一种感受、另外一种行为是不被接受的，是不可以那样去感受、不可以那样去做的。然后因此的话呢，对于这些方面而言，假我就想要去把它隐藏起来，就想要把它压抑起来，因为。假我认为就是这些方面是不被社会所接受的。
Yeah, so when you're able to notice the anger like you have been.
那么因此当你要是感到很愤怒的时候，你能够去注意到你的愤怒。
That's the light of consciousness.
那么这就是知觉的光芒。
And when you're able to notice how you're suppressing it and don't want it to be there,That's more light of consciousness.
而当你能注意到你是怎样的想要去压抑这些愤怒，不想去感受这些愤怒，想要逃避的时候，那此时就是更多的知觉之光了。
And when you're able to admit it, and with kindness and compassion for the conditioned self, that's even more light of consciousness.
而当你能够去承认它。带着一种仁慈，带着一种仁善，带着一种同情怜悯之心，来承认自己的这种愤怒感，来同情这个被物质世界所制约的我，那么此时就是有更多更多的知觉之光了。
And then when you can confess it to the Lord, that's even more light of consciousness.
而当你能够向主坦诚这一切的时候，那就是更多更多更多的知觉之光了。
And then when you confess it to the Lord, you can say to the Lord, or you can even say to yourself, do I really want to hold on to this anger? Do I really want to continue resenting this person?
然后当你在向主坦诚的时候，或者你向自己坦诚，然后你去说，我是不是真的想要一直紧抓住这愤怒不放手呢？我是真的想要一直持续下去的去怨恨这个人吗？
Then you can ask the Lord to help you let it go.
然后你就可以请求主来帮助你放手这种愤怒感。
Just for now, not forever.
请求主就在当下此刻来帮助你放手这种愤怒，而不是永远放手这种愤怒。
But this is the gradual, you know, process of awakening.
而这就是觉醒的逐渐的过程。
It's like peeling an onion.
这就像是在剥洋葱一样的，一片一片的慢慢剥下来。
So this is humility, this is tolerance.
而这就是谦卑，这就是容忍。
These are the qualities that Lord Chaitanya encourages us to cultivate.
这些就是主柴塔尼亚鼓励我们能够去培养发展出来的品质。
First, there's honesty or, you know, observation.
首先就是诚实，也就是一种观察了。
And admitting.
然后就是承认。
And taking personal responsibility.
然后就是对此承担起个人的责任。
And that leads to humility and tolerance.
而这就会带领着我们能够到达谦卑和容忍。
Okay, thank you for your question.
好的，谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. 我们来看下一个问题。汤恰塔法塔布问：顶拜马拉贾和所有奉献者，杜尤丹感觉自己非常强大，但有恐惧害怕的心理；而朱娜感到沮丧，但没有恐惧的心理。如何理解这种矛盾心态？So Panchatattva Prabhu here is offering his obeisances unto you, and he's asking that Duryodhan feels like he is very powerful, but he has fear deep down. On the contrast, Arjuna feels depressed and frustrated, but he has no fear within. So how to understand such contradiction?
Okay. Well, thank you, Panchatattva, for your question.
谢谢 Panchatattva 塔夫的问题啊。
Well, actually, Arjuna is feeling fear so much that he's shaking and can't hold his bow.
实际上 ，Arjuna 他是感受到巨大的恐惧感的，就是说有他的内心如此的害怕，以至于就是他的浑身都在颤抖，连弓都拿不稳了。
And they're both under the influence of the false ego.
并且杜若丹和 Arjuna 他们俩都是处在这个假我的影响之下。
Yeah, so sometimes the people that are most afraid appear to be the most confident.
Confident, huh?
Yeah, some people, you know, they like big, big politicians or, you know, controllers of different companies, big CEOs. They kind of have an air of confidence, right? But underneath, they're actually very afraid.
所以说的话，有些时候，那些最为害怕的人，反而看上去是最是自信满满的样子。就比如说一些政客呀，然后或者是 CEO 啊等等，就他们展现出来的是一种非常自信的、强大的一种状态。然而内心深处的话呢，内在却有许多的这种恐惧和害怕。
Oftentimes, anger is just a defense mechanism.To hide fear.
而很多时候愤怒就是一种防御机制，用以掩盖一个人的恐惧。
Or, you know, you see the guy that goes to the gym every day that has these gigantic muscles. They're actually afraid. They're very afraid. Full of fear.
所以我们看到那些就是经常去健身房然后练肌肉的那些男的呢，然后他们看上去是真的是非常的强壮，然后因为这个浑身的肌肉练得太发达了，然后但是的话，实际上就不如说，实际上他们的内心是很害怕的，有许多恐惧感。
Right, they're afraid somebody might attack me.
他们害怕害怕某些人会有些人会攻击我。
Yeah, so you know, Duryodhana, you know, he's acting as if he's not afraid, but even the person, you know.Who thinks they might win is afraid they might not win.
Okay. 所以说杜尔丹他的那种行为方式就看起来他是不害怕的。所以说对于那些认为自己可能会赢的那些人，他们仍然还是会感到害怕，就感到害怕自己会输。他们认为自己会赢，但是仍然会害怕自己会输。
Yeah, so as soon as we forget who we are in our relationship with Krishna, we're overcome by fear.
一旦当我们遗忘了真正的自我，遗忘了我们和 Krishna 之间的关系，我们立刻就被征服，立刻就被恐惧所压倒了。
But you know, ultimately, the ego is afraid of dying.
而归根结底，假我怕的就是死亡。
But it's also afraid of not being right, of not being the best, of not being the most beautiful, of not being in control.
但同时的话呢，假我也非常害怕自己不是最好的，不是最漂亮的，然后假我也害怕自己没有处于掌控之中。
And then it's very sensitive and overreacts all the time.
然后于是的话呢，这样的假我就是非常的敏感，然后在任何一刻都是这种react or overreact， 然后在任何时刻都是这种过度反应。
Right, somebody doesn't smile at you or criticizes you, and oh my god, you think about it for the next week.
然后一个人没有朝我笑一下，然后或者是批评了我一句，然后我接下来这一周我都。每天都想起这个人对我干的这些事儿。
Or you make a little mistake and then you obsess about it. Oh, how could I have done that? How could I have done it better?
然后的话呢，或者是我犯了一个错误，然后就一直不断的痴迷的去想着自己犯的这个错误，然后就想着，哎，我为什么会犯这个错误呢？我当时就应该这样做，然后才不会这样啊！然后就这样一直想，一直想。
Yeah, so a very hyperactive false ego is. Always thinking, me, 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 me.
一个高度活跃的，对，高度活跃的假我，就总是在思考着我我我我我。
我。So, yeah, Arjuna is afraid, Duryodhana is afraid, and they're both in the Bali concept of life.
因此的话呢，杜尔丹是感到很害怕的，而朱娜也感到很害怕，他们俩都是处在这个对生命的躯体化的概念之中。
Okay.
Guru Maharaj, you want to continue?
How many more?
One, two, three. Three more.
Oh, I'm out of time, pretty much. Can we save them for next week?
Okay. 所以剩下的三个问题实在抱歉，不如说时间不够了，所以说就只有麻烦大家等到下个星期了，希望你们能理解。
I apologize. Sometimes I take way too much time answering one question.
顾问说他得给大家道个歉，有时候他一回答起某一个问题，可能时间就花的太多了。
But you know, it's your questions that make this class fun and interesting.
但是这是大家提出的这些问题，使得所有的这些讲课的话呢，都这么有趣。
So please don't feel discouraged.
所以说，请你们千万别感到灰心啊！就是如果没有及时回答到你们的问题的话。
Okay, so have a happy Govardhan Hill ceremony, and I'll see you next week.
所以祝大家有一个快乐的 Govardhan 普甲日，然后我们下个星期再见。
And my obeisances to you and to Srila, all of you, and to Srila Prabhupada and to Narayani and to Sumukhi Mataji.
比如说像来听课的所有的奉献者们，像 Sumukhi Mataji 和像帕帕。然后献上他的顶拜。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Take care.
Yeah, to you too.
外昆塔之音服务员与聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。